or the, oh good, I'm on now, that's it. I just said to Claire, I was sat down, and it's a bit too loud, Andrew, I think. Sat down with Claire. Says, it's nice to have a couple of moments peace before service starts. And I thought, oh, Andrew stopped playing. It's 10:30. I better stand up. So welcome. I know we've got a whole lot of people from foreign parts. The East Midlands, Leicestershire and Coventry, Warwickshire, and I don't know anybody else has come any further, but I know some people have come from Brixham, but but welcome everybody, and yeah, to a place of peace. Father, we thank you for this place of peace. I thank you that you're here by your Spirit. Jesus, you said whenever two or three gather together in your name, you are there in the midst. And Jesus, we welcome you and ask that we might see you, might know your love and respond to your love in worship, in praise, in service, in prayer. And we do pray that you would speak to us today. Thank you that you are a communicating God. And we pray you'd speak clearly to us. Amen. Firstly, a thank you for Messy Church yesterday. I can't remember whether we ended up with 20 or more children, but the lots of them. Oh, hello. Hi. All the way back from Romania. that's just given me a real cheer. I haven't seen you for a long time. Good to see you. So thanks for Messy Church yesterday, for all the people who prayed and set up the tables and everything else. Rowena and David lead this ministry, and Rowena is in hospital right at this moment. We're hoping that she'll be operated on very soon. And all sorts of things have led up to this point. And I know everybody's been praying for a long time for her. And God gave a specific word in the last couple of days that she needed to be in hospital. And that's where she is. So we're mindful of her. And I know she would be very, want me to say how much she appreciates your prayers, but also stepping in and helping her devoted husband, David, with all the Message Church. We had a great time. And thank you. And there'll be another one in a month's time. So talk to David or any of the people who were there. Who was there? Put your hands up. There we are. If you want to know what it was, talk to the people with their hands up. Next Saturday afternoon, David and Josie have very kindly invited us all to a tea, cream tea, to celebrate their 60th wedding anniversary. Yeah. So that's great. So do sign up to let us know how many scones we've got to get. It's 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, there's a list on the table. You're all welcome, but do let us know, because otherwise there won't be enough scones. Actually, it's not true, there's always enough scones, but just do sign up. And talking about David and Josie, they, with Debbie, have gone up today to Bristol, to Emerson's Green, because Jutta, of Andy and Jutta, is being inducted today as a minister in training of this church in Emerson's Green, Bristol. So we'll be praying for them later on in the service. But it's an exciting time. And yes, Ian, yeah. No, I've not heard from Richard yet. So I know Richard Bunker was taken to hospital yesterday. So I don't know any more, but I'll check the phone later before we come to pray. I'll look at my phone in the service, which I never normally do, but I will just check that to see if we've heard from him. But yes, so Andy and Jutta being, Jutta's the minister, Andy's supporting her and also being trained as well. She's going to be trained at Bristol Baptist College, Andy at an institute in Bristol as well. Exciting times for them, and so they're going with our blessing on behalf of the church. Used to be our link missionaries with BMS, and we've got a great love for them, and they for us. And so it's good to carry on that relationship. I just want to ask, who's gone to school this week? Who's been to school? How's it gone? How's it gone? Is it, tell you what, children, if it's really great, put your hand there. If it's really awful, put your hand down there. If it's in the middle, like that. So you got a high for Eva. What have we got for you guys? A high for Paige? Yes. What do you reckon? Is that Taya? Ooh. Paul? Ooh. I think he's being controlled by Silvio. You could be honest. Honest. Is it bleh or yes or in the middle? Not sure. How about you, Connie? I know there's a school teacher. Yeah, I know there's a school teacher in this place. And if I could ask Karen. Yeah, there we go. We've been praying for you, haven't we? We've been praying that school would start well. And Zeb, who was here yesterday, not here at the moment, she started secondary school this week. She said, I've got some friends. And that's what we need. And there was another thing going on at school with another couple who just started, where one has got lots of friends, the other one hasn't. And so there was some comfort going on at Messy Church yesterday about all that. So thank you for praying for our children. And it's good to hear that, you know, for some, it's been really good. Lastly, Harvest Lunch. We had a church meeting on Tuesday, and we don't have a coordinator for a Harvest Lunch yet, and we don't have a team of helpers, which is fine, because we don't have to do a Harvest Lunch. So there's a list out there just to see, shall we do it or shall we not do it? So if you think, yes, I'd like to make a Harvest Lunch happen, a Harvest Lunch after our Harvest Festival service in October the 13th, we normally have a lunch afterwards, but we're not going to try and do something if we can't do it. So if it's not the right thing, that's fine. But if you think, well, yes, I'd like to make that happen, then please sign up, because today will be, you know, the day we'll be making decisions about that. Yes, Colin?
I saw an abundance of
yes. Indeed. And so I'm pleased to say, because we have a fabric team, they're on the case, Colin. They are on the case. That's right. Do you know, the time to bring this up would be at the church meeting, Colin. I know you weren't at the church meeting, so you're doing it now. For those on the live stream, which maybe not be working this morning, this is Colin's opportunity to be awkward, as is always the case. Mwah. We love each other. I'll get him later. Exactly. If you'd been at the church meeting, he would have known. Exactly. If you'd read your minutes, Colin, they're on the table outside. It's there. We do have visitors here today who are now thinking, what sort of church have we come to? But knowing what you're like, your church are probably just as bad as what ours, or just as good. Let's come back to Jesus. Why do we focus on Jesus in our worship? Our first few songs are going to be focusing on Jesus. Why do we focus on him? This word was read at last Sunday evening's first of four series on the word. And I would encourage you to come tonight. If you missed last week, to Mark, Mark, could you just put Hannah? Mark's got the link for the video for last week. Do come tonight, if you can, 6:30, to delve into God's word, how we apply it, interpret it, and so on. It was a really good series we started last week. And this is the word that Mark read out. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Lord, help us to worship you, the living word, the word of God today. Amen. Feel free during our worship time to stand or to sit in quiet spaces to bring a scripture that God gives you or a word. This is our time to be with the Lord. You're the Word of God the Father. Jesus, we focus on you. We pray that you would fill our vision. You would be our vision. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be all else to me, save that thou art.
Save me.
As it is. Lord Jesus, we thank you that by your Holy Spirit you have shown us who you are. That you place your Spirit within us that calls out in worship and praise. Lord, help us to see you and address you, to speak to you one to one. Jesus, Jesus, holy and anointed one. Jesus, Jesus, risen and exalted one. Sing this again, right from the very beginning, if we can. Lord, I pray that you would be honey to our lips this morning. Your spirit will be like water to our souls, because we are thirsty and we are hungry. Pray that your word would be a lamp to our feet, because we need to know the way to go. And Jesus, we do love you. Forgive us when we've been cold towards you, when we've avoided you. Forgive us and welcome us home. Amen. Please be seated. We're going to take up our offering now. This is for the work that God is doing here. If you've come prepared for an offering, that's great. If not, don't worry, just let the bag pass by. Thank you, stewards. Yes, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, glorify your name in all the earth, through these gifts, through all that is done in your name, in this place and in our community. Amen. Well, who was here last week? What did we focus on last week? Donkey. One donkey. We were looking through the Old Testament, and we've asked our preachers to pray and to be led by God to bring stories from the Old Testament to whet our appetite for exploring the Old Testament. Because for some of us, we've not read bits for a long time. Some bits we've never even knew were there. And it's designed. And there was one visitor came. She said, well, that worked. She said, I had to carry on reading after the reading had finished to see what happened next. I said, brilliant. That's exactly the point. So we've had lots of stories about men. And then we thought, well, that's not very good. What about the women? So we had stories about women. And then we thought, well, there's someone else who's been missed out. Animals. The animal that saved a man. That was last week. A donkey. You'll have to read it in Numbers 22. If you don't believe it, a donkey who did what? Spoke. Who knew that was in the Bible? But it's there. So I thought, well, actually, it's really interesting because Andrew, come on up. Andrew is bringing God's word to us today. And he didn't know what was going to come. Today, it's not so much an animal that saves a man, but a man who is saved from the animals, which is really interesting how it's worked out. So we've got animals again. So children, I've got for you here pen packs and a card. And the reason I'm giving it to you now is because I want you to listen to the story that Andrew's going to tell first of all. Then we'll have a pause. I'll give you this. It's up to you whether you do them or not. You don't have to. It's purely optional. Thank you, Doug. You love your job. Have I got anybody? Have I missed anybody? Oh yeah. Can't miss that either. Okie doke. Right. So, Andrew's going to tell us a story. I want you to listen to the story because I'm going to give you three options for pictures and words from those stories once Andrew's finished the first bit. So, listen up. Oh, I'll pray for you first, Andrew. Father, we thank you for Andrew. Thank you for the word that you've given him. And we thank you for your word that speaks truth and life into our hearts. We pray we'd hear it today. Amen.
So, as we look at Daniel in the lion's den, a brief background that this took place about 45, 46 years after Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace. Darius was in charge of the kingdom. He took over after Belshazzar, king of the Babylonians, was killed. Darius was 62. He had appointed 120 satraps and three administrators. One was Daniel. Satraps were high-ranking officials of the time. Daniel distinguished himself. The king planned to set him over the whole kingdom because of his exceptional qualities. This caused the satraps and administrators to find charges against Daniel, but they couldn't, as he wasn't corrupt nor negligent, but was trustworthy. So the only thing they could come up with was to say, "We must be with his God." So they went to the king and said, "Anyone who prays to a god or man except the king in the next 30 days to be thrown into the lion's den." This got put into law. Daniel learned of this, went to his room, looking towards Jerusalem, got on his knees, prayed. He prayed three times a day, giving thanks. The men who set the trap saw him, went to the king, mentioned the law. The king was distressed. He tried to save Daniel, but he couldn't. The man then got Daniel, took him to the lion's den. We're not told what Daniel said on the way, but the king said, "May the God whom you serve continually rescue you." The stone was placed over the mouth of the den. The king returned to his palace, spent the night without food, no entertainment, or sleep. The king, at first light, went to the den. He called out in an anguished voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, being whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight, nor have I ever done any wrong before you, O king." After Daniel was taken out of the den, no wound was found on him because of his trust in God. The king then gave orders for the men who falsely accused Daniel to be thrown into the lion's den with their wives and children. Before they hit the floor, the lions were crushing their bones. Darius then sent out a decree May you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is the living God. He endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and Cyrus the Persian.
Wow, what a story. So, children, got an opportunity. You could, if you'd like to, the reason why we encourage you to do drawings or write things down is to help remember. The writers of this story have given us a wonderful picture of what was going on. And there's three different things that you could draw if you want to. Firstly, Daniel kept on praying. He did what he always did. Three times a day in his room, looking toward Jerusalem, he prayed. So one thing you could do was Daniel praying. The second one, King Darius prayed. He looked down into the lion's den and he said, may the God that you serve continually rescue you. King Darius prayed. So you might want to draw King Darius looking down on the lion's den. And I think the third one is a really fun one. Eva. Just come here a sec. Can I just use you? Can I borrow you? Can I borrow you? Come up here. Could you be a ferocious lion for me? Could you look like a ferocious lion? Could you do that? Or do you want to be Daniel?
Either.
It's all right. I'm not talking to you. Do you fancy being a ferocious lion or Daniel? Just in a moment. Can you look really ferocious, please? And I'm the angel, and I'm going to go... Thank you very much. A round of applause for Eva. Thank you. So your third picture, these ferocious, and they really are proper lions. That's the reason for the end of the story, because they demolish the enemies of Daniel. These are proper lions, but the angel puts his hand over the mouth of the lions. So just three pictures, any one of them or all of them, whichever you fancy doing, just to think about this story. Over to you.
So, as we look at Daniel, I'm just going to share three things, but they're things that we've all heard before, but it's good just to remind ourselves through Daniel. The first one, and this is the one that's going to be the longest, is living God's way. Did you notice Daniel distinguished himself among everyone else, that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom? The work we do, we must do properly. We mustn't cut corners. There are many pressures to get jobs done these days. But the question is, are you doing it God's way or the world's way? Daniel wasn't negligent, he wasn't corrupt, he was trustworthy, exceptional qualities. That's why the satraps and administrators couldn't find anything against him. There was nothing in him that they could hold against him. What about today? How many times do we often hear of an MP who says something? Then the next week they go and do exactly the opposite of what they've said. Is there anything in your life that's hindering? Are you proving yourself a trustworthy person? Is there any corruption in you? I don't know. Only you know. But if you look at Daniel and that thing that stood out above everything else when I read it, his exceptional qualities. And with that, it's you don't know the impact you're going to have on people's lives. Is your life attracting? If we look at King Darius, notice when Daniel was at the den, he said, "May the God whom you serve rescue you." He could see something in Daniel. That night, what must that have been like? No food, no sleep, no entertainment. But the next day when he went to the den, when he called out, "Has your God been able to rescue you from the lions?" Can you think what his face must have been like when Daniel said, "Yeah, I'm okay"? You know, I mean, if someone got thrown into a den and you spent the night worrying about what Daniel, and then you go there and all of a sudden you find he's alive. Wow. And then when they took Daniel out, can you imagine what the king must have seen when Daniel, not even a scratch, not even a hair on his head damaged? Wow, the impact that must have had on King Darius. Then what about his decree that everyone must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is the living God? Daniel's life would have been influencing King Darius to a great deal, probably more than Daniel might have ever known. So, are you living a godly life? Are your words and actions together combining to show Jesus in you? You see, you don't know when you leave here and we go out into ministry in homes, who's watching us, who's looking at us, who we are influencing. It might not be the people you actually think you're influencing. There might be others. Are you living a godly life? The second one, fear or fear not. Notice the satraps and officials used the lion's den as the fear factor. You can't pray to any man or God except King Darius, or you'll be thrown into the lion's den. Daniel had a choice: go along with that or continue worshipping God. I've got to give a word of caution now that God saved Daniel, and the other week we saw him save Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fire. It doesn't necessarily mean the same result every single time. Last century, there were more Christian martyrs than ever before. See, today, Satan will use fear as one of his main weapons to stop us from worshipping. If you look around the world, many believers can't worship in public. At the moment, we've got a freedom to come here every week. Hopefully, you've all come here of your own free will and not forced. But, you know, we can't take it for granted that we're going to have this privilege every single week of being able to freely worship God. Are you allowing fear to rule you? Or if you look in the New Testament, Peter and John, they healed the man in Acts chapter 3, but then they are arrested. And what they told, "You cannot preach anymore in Jesus' name." It wasn't the healing that was the problem. It was Jesus was the problem. Satan will use fear to stop you using and worshipping Jesus. And the last one, forgetting what God has done. It's a strange one to put in, but as I was reading it, it actually came to mind that As we saw earlier, this only happened about 45 years or so after the fiery furnace. So it would have been fairly fresh in the memories of quite a lot of people what had happened. And yet, somehow they had forgotten and they tried again to throw Daniel into the lion's den. But we can be easily the same. We can forget what God has done for us in the past. Many of us here remember how the CrossLink Centre came about. Now, if you're a visitor and you haven't heard how the building came opposite about, then ask over coffee because it's a miracle. But the problem we have is we can go from God was leading us and after the fire, God provided, to, well, we wanted to do something with the old hall and then we had a fire and then we managed to scrape all the money together and we have these. It's so easy to forget what God has done through us, and we promote ourselves to look at what we've done, not what God has done through us. And it's very easy to get in that cycle of changing it from what God has done to what we've done. Yesterday at Messy Church, the children were looking at the Ten Commandments. And just slightly before that, God was leading his people out. And yet, what's the first thing that happened after Moses was asked to go up the mountain? The people got together, got all their earrings, and made a golden calf. They so easily forgot what God has done in the past. Have you forgotten what God has done for you? You might say they were unbelievers in Daniel's day, but it's very easy, even in church life, to forget what God has done. So as we conclude with Daniel, just three brief things that we all know. Are you living the godly life that Daniel did? Are you living in fear, or are you fearing not? And are you remembering what God has done for you?
Thank you, Andrew. Some microphone falling off. Let's pray in response to those three things that Andrew shared with us. Lord, you call us to follow you and to obey you. And by our good deeds, others will see and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Darius could see that, Lord, you were the one. You were the great one. The God that Daniel served continually. You were the one. And so, Lord, we pray that we may serve you continually. That we may keep praying. And that we may not be afraid of what people say, perhaps even within our own families. But we will keep going, worshiping you, devoted to you. Lord, we thank you that you are a faithful God. And help us to remember the things where we've seen your breakthrough in the past. Help us to remember how we started, receiving mercy and grace, being forgiven. Help us never forget what we owe to you, our very lives. As we worship, as we serve, Lord God, may we be full of your Spirit, bringing glory to your name. Amen. We've got a couple of songs now that are reminders of God's faithfulness and goodness. go through very difficult times, and his angels remind us there are forces against us in heavenly realms, and those come out in very human forms of institutions or people. When stuff happens, when sickness comes, when darkness comes, our hope is in you, Jesus. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. We pray for each other that whatever storm we're going through right now, that we will look to you. We pray for Richard and Rowena. We pray for others known to us who feel very much in the midst of a storm. And Lord, we trust in you. If there's somebody you know at the moment, you just want to speak out a name or pray, just speak it out now to bring them into the peace of God.
Yes, sir. I think it's in there this morning.
Bless the Lord.
Even now in the second stage of dementia, I'm just like a child which is sleeping in the night, trying to combat it. Evidence is that man is going to believe to combat it. I pray to you, Lord, and Lord. Thank you.
Yes or no? Thank you for the blessings that you've given to our children of school, those who some are being homeschooled or helped in different ways. We thank you for what you've done already in this new term, and we pray your blessing upon them. We thank you that you've promised to be there alongside us, to be with us. And I pray that our children and our adults who are working in schools in such a difficult environment at times will continually reach out to you. Lord, we know that Daniel was served under four different kings, was still a prisoner, a slave, under oppression all that time. But he kept praying. He kept looking to you, trusting in you, serving you. And so, Lord, we pray that whatever environment we're in, whatever difficulties we face, that we may keep on praying, we may keep on looking to you. Amen. Please be seated just a moment. Of the children, are there any pictures anybody wants to show us? I don't want to embarrass anybody, but if anybody got a picture they want to show us, you could bring it up. If not, show it to those around you afterwards. Or have you got one? Excellent. Oh dear. Sorry, I'm coming apart. What's that? Right. That's mended. That's better. Are we now? Thank you, Andrew, for rescuing me. Okay, Paige. So, who's this, Paige?
That's the animal.
That's the animal?
Yeah.
And what's happening to the animal?
It's getting saved.
It's being stopped. Is it being stopped, is it? The angel getting in the way of the lion, is he?
Yeah.
Stop him attacking Daniel?
Yeah.
Excellent. It's good how you've done that, that the angel is in between them. And that's an interesting way of looking at it, isn't it? God gets in between you and the problem and says no. Thank you very much. Round of applause. Thank you very much. Wonderful. Did you have one, Eva? Did you have, don't need to have one? Perfect. I like your picture. Can you just show us anyway? I like your, oh, wonderful. Is this us? Is this us?
That's me with a dog.
That's you with a dog. We've got a dog. Look, can you see the dog at the back?
Mm.
Excellent. And what is, I love you, dog. Is that what it says? Mm. Yeah. I'm sure they'll let you say hello to them.
I like puppies.
You like puppies. I'm sure they'll let you say hello to their dog in a moment. It's good, isn't it, to have a place where you feel at home. And thank you for bringing your dog. It's obviously very special for Eva. Thank you, Eva. Round of applause for Eva. Thank you. There are times when God puts a particular song on our hearts and on a congregation's heart. And this song is a song we've sung quite a few times recently. And yet not I, but through Christ in me. And as I look at the congregation today, we said there's all sorts of stuff going on. And none of us can do it in our own strength. Good stuff or bad stuff, you know, we just can't do it. But in him, we can. Hallelujah. That's the good news we have to go out. That we can do amazing things day after day. I'd never really thought about how long Daniel had served in that capacity. But day after day after day. And it's, I don't know if you heard in that word that was read several times, may the God that you serve continually rescue. So there's that sense of we're in this for the long haul. And the only way we can do the long haul, the marathon, is in Jesus' strength. So we'll finish our service with this song.
Joy before the throne.
If you would appreciate somebody praying with you after the service, if you feel that, yes, you'd love to have someone to come alongside just to pray God's blessing upon you, do come to the front. There's people with yellow lanyards, our prayer ministry team, who will just pray with you. And it's an opportunity to keep up sometimes when we're away from our home church situation. If you think there's something particular that God has been saying to you in the service or in the last few weeks, and you want someone to pray with you, for the Holy Spirit to bless you, then do come forward. Just before the service, David Burrows shared that a scripture had been given to him twice, which is always one of those things you tend to take notice of. So we use it as our blessing today. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Amen.